a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm saying it, back in 2017 when The Bachelor was good.
2017? I would suggest that it had already gone pear-shaped.
Yeah, it kind of had. But Matty J was on that season,
yeah, true.
Right? Because he was heartbroken. He was the guy that, what's her name? The chick from formerly on Channel 10.
Brittany something.
No. What's her name again? Oh, I've forgotten. Anyway, she said no to him. He was heartbroken. Australia fell in love with him. Mm. They're like, Matty J, you're the new Bachelor, right? Now, Laura.
What's it, Sam Frost?
Nah. The chick, the reporter that got a bit racist.
That's right. Her, from Tassie.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, let's not get bogged in.
Yeah.
So Matty J's season had Laura on it. Now, Laura was, you know, she was confident. She was out there. She was a bit sassy and, you know, well-liked or well-hated. Mm. And people, you know, just love to watch it either way. She is actually on A Current Affair at the moment. You know, and you're like, okay, we see this all the time. People from The Bachelor, people from MAFS, whatever, people from, you know, MasterChef. They want to continue on their stuff. And so they go into different avenues. You know, it might be teeth whitening. It might be vitamins.
It might be meth.
Yeah, right? There's a bit of that going around too, you know. It could be making your own sauce, whatever. But Alora Merger is her name.
Yeah.
She has a business called Coastal Cremations.
Georgia Love.
Thank you.
Got there.
Georgia
Sorry.
Love.
Yeah, yeah.
Georgia Love. Coastal Cremations is what Alora has.
Okay, beautiful. Okay.
And it has just moved from one area to a new area on the sunny coast. And it's an industrial area. And, you know, crematoriums, as they are, I don't know much about them. I don't kind of want to know much about them.
Sure.
But from what I understand, you know, it's a very hot box and, you know, things get sizzled. And, you know, what happens when something's on fire? Smoke happens.
Sure, right? sure.
So, like, I mean, that's all, part of all, the business.
We've all got a wood-fired pizza oven in our backyard, don't we, guys?
Right?
I mean, we all know how it works.
So she and her business are actually on A Current Affair because the businesses in the new industrial estate where her Coastal Cremations business is are all complaining because they've started getting this weird dust and ash on their cars.
Oh, no.
And it's causing them lung issues.
Oh, no.
Right? And there's
something in my mouth. Something in my mouth.
Right.
Or someone in my mouth.
Seriously. And so she's not on A Current Affair, but Current Affair are down there on the ground. They're interviewing people who have got, you know, a brush, and they're like, this is on my car. What is this? And people are like, well, you know, there's a third business owner that used to work near there, and he's saying that he got it tested, the ash. And
yeah.
It's like, it is from the crematorium.
Okay.
Okay, but other people are saying, well, you know, it's probably just the coffins and not what's in the coffin.
Well, so that's what I've heard with what you get from the, you know, the end product at the crematorium.
I don't care.
No, I know. But apparently it's mostly sort of wood and,
whatever. Sure it is. Yeah.
Ash.
Cool. What about teeth? Come on, mate. I'm telling you, I don't care. You can say to me, nah, we've tested every little bit of ash. If I had a box of ash and I said to you, it's just coffin ash, mate, would you let me throw it in your face?
No.
Yeah, exactly. This is terrible. And you know what? Let's make this a series, Channel 10. This is how to get your money back.
Yes.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm moving out. I'm not going to America.
Man,
I'm not going to America on account of the guns, but I'm certainly not staying here.
Okay.
Footage has emerged, wild scenes, more specifically from a Queensland backyard.
Yeah.
And you know, sort of Australia, we got the wildlife, yeah, and it gets pretty hectic here.
It gets pretty wild.
Queensland.
Next level.
Next level.
Dude, you think you've seen bugs.
Yeah.
When you live in far north Queensland, it is something else.
Why can the cockroaches fly? Why?
Mate.
Why can they fly?
Why can the spiders eat chickens? It's bizarre. It's terrifying. It's scary. I don't know.
Yeah. So how about this? So I've sent you the link.
Okay. Right, you want me to watch?
Yeah, I want you to watch the video. It's about a carpet python.
Cute.
Okay, yeah, cute in the sense that it's like the size of a speed hump.
Okay, it's 5 metres long.
Yeah, 5 meters.
And I can see here it's going from someone's roof into a tree.
Yeah.
And it's poking its... Okay. So it's this big tree. The tree is taller than the house, yeah, right? It's taller than the roof.
Yeah.
People are filming it in the backyard. Yeah. There's no sound, but they seem to be having a good time. There's, yeah, a baby there, or a toddler. So why would people keep their toddler there unless the snake was friendly? I can see the snake going from the roof, wrapping around this giant tree, and then sticking its head out.
Yeah.
Saying, g'day.
And then what's it going to do? It's going to go to the... It's going to the second tree along.
Wow. Okay. It does move a lot faster than what I thought.
Yeah. And also, it's still on the roof.
It's still on the roof, and now it's on the second tree. Okay.
It's across two trees and a roof, and it is, like, in terms of girth...
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
It's what you've dreamed about.
It's sort of like a rugby player's neck. It's, yeah, like it's,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sticky, thick girl. It's, yeah, sticky, thick girl.
Oh my.
But carpet pythons, you know, they're fine, aren't they? They're just scary. They're not like a thing, are they? They're not like a bitey. Are they a bitey? No,
they'll eat you. They will slowly consume you.
They're a girthy, not a bite.
So apparently, I know you can't see you can't hear the audio, but apparently a kid goes, how will we get him away?
Yeah.
And then an adult goes, we won't.
Okay. So in this situation, we've spoken to snake guys and gals before.
Yeah.
Right? In that situation, I think it's like, well, the snake lives here.
This too. Now the snake owns the house. I'm going to sign over the deed to the property and I'm getting in the car and leaving.
So what happens? Okay, you, Carlia, Indian Goldie, out the front. Giant snake. You're a guy with your own house now, mate.
Mm.
You've got shovels for digging holes.
Mm.
What are you doing?
I push Carlia and run in the opposite direction. See you, babe.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This is going viral on social media. Is it TikTok as well? Because I'm looking more at the other sites, Log, but sure, if it's TikTok.
Yeah, wherever you get your news, mate.
What sites are you
on? Oh, but the newspaper.
He's on the...
What's it called now? X? Twitter?
Someone told me they had a subscription to The Australian the other day, and I was like, are you the only person in Australia that's subscribed to The Australian?
It's not WA, people.
That's very educational stuff.
Mm.
It's like with the big broadsheet newspaper.
Do you? Here we go. Do you read the Fin Review?
No.
You don't?
No.
You seem like a Fin Review guy.
Occasionally I will read an article that's online
that
from...
You're mentioned it?
No, stop it. This one is on across all those variety of sites, perhaps not in the Fin Review. It's the World Cup of basketball on at the moment.
Yes, go Boomers.
Yep, good work.
I have no idea. Are they...
Yeah, they beat Japan last night.
Unreal.
Excellent. This is about New Zealand.
Ah.
Now, New Zealand...
Our friends over the Dutch.
Nice.
Oh, I shouldn't have brought it up because he'll do the accent thing. You think you're 1/10 New Zealand?
I think I know. I've done the who do you think you are thing, and I'm a quarter Kiwi.
Okay, sure. Well, New Zealand, you'd be very happy, had a win recently in the World Cup. A tweet goes out. 13 threes on a 52% three-point shooting. Tall Blacks caught fire from beyond the arc to earn their first win.
Brilliant.
Now, we wouldn't react to that at all because we know that the nickname of the New Zealand basketball team are the Tall Blacks.
Well, yeah. I did it, but I just put two and two together. The Tall Blacks, all right.
Yeah. All Blacks, it's all a play on the rugby, yeah, yeah. Right? If it's not a Fern-related sort of team name,
or a Kiwi
related. It's an All Black-related. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Correct. So Tall Blacks, nobody bats an eyelid. Away we go.
Cute.
Except for our slight, as people put it, slightly insular part of the population that live in America.
Mm.
They have blown up about this and so many people online saying,
okay, well,
what? I thought the guy's name was Tall Blacks because he hit the first few threes, but now I'm lost. Like, and I've got to have to modify this one.
Yeah, I'd modify it.
Yep. They got rid of the, this is referring to the Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
The Indians as a nickname, and now they're calling a team the Tall Blacks. So basically accusing it of being a racial nickname.
Well, I can see.
Without context. If you've got, and I mean, if there's one thing Americans are good at, it's having their heads firmly right inserted up their own anuses. So
I'm not saying that.
So how, you know, in terms of like world geography and world things that are happening, it doesn't surprise me at all. They are so far away from New Zealand. How would they know? I mean, rugby's not, I don't even think, a thing over there. So how would they know that that's what the teams are called?
They do know that this basketball competition is called the World Cup. But there are other countries in the world that play basketball, and the whole basketball universe doesn't centre around America. I mean, it kind of does.
I was going to say.
I mean, there's a whole big chat separately about whether the champions of the NBA can call themselves world champions.
Oh, but we don't have time to go into that.
No, but we can if you want later.
That's a whole different. Well, fortunately, online, a lot of people have fired back, basically suggesting what you've just suggested about Americans, that perhaps they need to look outside their little bubble of America. They've always been called the Tall Blacks. And just for any Americans out there, this is what they've put out. New Zealand has always had a play on the words All Blacks. So All Blacks is rugby. Black Caps is cricket. Black Jacks is lawn bowls. Black Sticks is field hockey. Ice Blacks is ice hockey. Diamond Blacks is baseball. And the Wheel Blacks is wheelchair rugby. But perhaps the most controversial, albeit short-lived of all the nicknames for the New Zealand national team was when they rebranded in 2004 their badminton side.
Oh, no. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I will leave it at that. I'm not even going to give the nickname. I will let the listeners work it out for themselves.
BC!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay, so I know we've had a lot of carpet python chat this morning, which is rare. But when it gives that content the world, you got to grab it on.
Mm-hmm.
Grab
it on.
You don't have to
grab it. Why so emotive language when we're talking about carpet python?
I don't know. I was going to say, strap on and listen to the story. Ride that snake story. So, you were chatting about this massive carpet python over in Queensland. It's huge. Yeah. Vision's gone viral.
Yeah.
Massive.
Climbing from a house to a tree to another tree, still on the house.
So cute. Oh, so cute.
I do love snakes.
Beautiful. So do I. But a 64-year-old Aussie woman has been involved in a remarkable scientific discovery.
Oh. Yeah.
This is what you don't want in life.
Nah.
You don't want doctors to come over to you and be like, well, I've never seen this in my X years of medicine.
Yeah.
But that's what happened to her. The world's first known case of this.
Sup, big worm?
All right, so she's had...
Could have just done with the sup, big worm.
No, I had to set the scene. She has the world's first known case of a roundworm from a carpet python in the human brain.
In the brain.
In the brain.
Insane. In the membrane.
We'll get that up too. 8 centimetres long, this parasite. She's in New South Wales. And you know the whole mushroom foraging story thing that's ongoing? I say mushroom, you know what I mean.
Yep.
Anyway, Jimmy forages for mushrooms.
Yeah.
And you were like, when that story came out, you're like, mate, he's got to stop. And I'm like, I know. Anyway, but that's fine. If you know what you're foraging, you're cool. This chick was foraging lettuce. Like a type of lettuce, right?
Yeah, it's like Warragul greens or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, right? So, and they're saying this is how she got the parasite. A carpet python slithered past the lettuce.
Yeah.
Did its business.
Did a poop.
Right? And then she came along, whenever later, and was like, oh, check out these greens.
Yeah.
Great. Ate them.
But didn't wash them.
Well, if she didn't do a good enough job.
Maybe she... They said that she was probably infected by directly touching the native grass or after eating it. So maybe she got it from touching it and picking it up and putting it in her little foraging basket.
Yeah, and then touching her mouth or something like that. You get the eggs in there and then...
Anyway,
it's
made its way from her foraging basket up north to her brain. I can't even
The photos of it.
Oh, I can't even.
It's like just a red worm, guys. Let's not get. But the fact that it was in her brain.
Sorry, that's getting pulled out of someone's brain.
I know, right? So
yeah, any so she species, had, human or otherwise.
She had problems with her digestion and her sort of her bowels and
her, she kept going to the doctors and the doctor's like, it's probably your period, love.
Oh, really?
That's probably what it, no, I just assumed. That's what they always say.
Standard. But liver and stuff, and it turns out that was the larvae sort of moving through her body.
Yeah.
Where's Hannibal Lecter when you need him? Just take the entire skull off. And
well,
just like...
that is not somewhere I would have gone, but sure. Cameron. Sicko.
Anyway, wash your veggies, guys. You always say that to me, don't you? Growing up on a market farm.
Wash your veggies.
Wash your veggies. Goodness me.
Stay away from Cameron Lynch.
Wash it down with some fava beans.
That's a little Chianti.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's play. What TV theme? What TV theme? What TV theme? Oh. What TV theme?
Said you're running out of time.
What TV theme?
Oh, oh, oh.
What TV theme?
Better make up your mind.
What TV theme? The respect for the intro this week is wonderful.
We went into a trance.
Good on both of you for just zipping it.
I just thought I'd do some research on another topic while that was because I knew I had enough time.
I was planning, doing work in between.
Planning the rest of the show. You're sorting out what you've got to do for the rest of the day. Wonderful. All right, and here we are. We're in, guys. What TV theme? It is Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarines' favourite Wednesday-based game. I play little bits of TV theme songs. You guys tell me what show they are from. It's very simple. Your names are your buzzers.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Best of three arrangement. You ready to go?
Let's do this.
What TV show is this?
Loggy. Liggy, come on.
What is it?
He's like watching the television as he...
still don't know what it is.
Nah. Keep playing it.
It says it in the thing. It says it on the... Anything?
Oh, The Voice.
Oh.
Is it...
Give him that one.
Wait, hang on.
I'm not giving him
hang
that
on.
One.
Hang on. I couldn't understand the words because you were yelling out over the top of
disagree.
It.
Disagree.
Thank you, Tom.
I was like, this week I'm going to give Lingy a pep talk and tell him that it's not so much that he doesn't know the songs and the shows, it's that he's not quick enough.
And he always abuses me.
Yeah, no, well, let's... So, Lingy, now I will tell you, Lingy, just try and be quicker. Just
Can I clear one thing up?
I'm not
abusing Loggy for knowing the songs,
well,
the themes. I'm abusing you for having no life when you were a kid.
And in more of
is
a general
it not
sense.
The same?
Yeah. Well,
is it not the same?
I'm not adjudicating this, guys. I'm just here with the TV
Come
theme
on,
songs.
Come on, play the
All
next
right,
one.
So 1 point
I'll get
Loggy.
This one.
Here we go. Question number two. What TV show is this? Yeah,
Come
old
on.
School.
Do you know
it? I think
I might.
Okay. Is it He-Man?
No, nah. But I'm writing that one down for next week.
Ah, yes.
What? Do you, any ideas?
Is there lyrics?
No.
Oh.
Is it He-Man adjacent?
No, but if it gets 10 seconds further, the guy's going to tell you what show it is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yes, no, guess. Come on, 90s.
It's obviously space themed.
MacGyver.
No. Australia.
Welcome to Beyond 2000.
Oh, that was a great show.
I know.
I love it.
Obviously
that
not
show.
Good enough to remember the theme songs.
Well, that's a point for me because it was Beyond 2000. I hadn't had my guess.
Yeah, you can have it.
1-1.
So
this is the decider.
You get a point for not getting it wrong. Is
that's
that how we're
right.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
The decider.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
All right. Tell me, what TV show is this?
Loggy.
Lingy.
You're too slow, mate.
Oh,
lift
Blue
your game.
Dealers.
I knew that one.
Tiebreaker.
Somehow. PJ
Somehow.
And Maggie Doyle.
All right, tell us, what TV theme is this?
Lingy. Yes! Sea Change.
Ah!
Oh, what?
No, it is. It is. No, it is a sea change.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember Lingy's song?
I should have put this earlier. I was like, this is...
Down.
this is a risk at putting this Lingy song forth, but I thought if it does actually get to a tiebreaker, I want to skewer Lingy for the win.
How does it get to a tiebreaker when Longy was up 2-1?
Mate, we are carrying you because we don't want the game to go away, well, but this is the game.
It's a game that everyone plays and everyone wins.
Yeah. Does everyone win or did
Well, we're losing
just
now.
No, okay.
I was in Diver Dan's shack the other day.
Oh, really?
The heads there.
Did he know about that or were you...
Were you awake?
Let's just enjoy the lovely joy of session.
Cameron Ling watching Sea Change again in Bowen Heads.
I don't quite want to say about that.
No. Well done, Long. Play us out to a break, Tommy, will you?
I am. Just shut up.
Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.
You started this, Tommy. I blame this at your feet. You told us yesterday that you ate a whole jar of...
Cocktail onions, which I mean, guess it applies to this as well, because I mean, it wasn't a small jar. Well,
that was raw dogging. I wanted to know. That people normally don't eat alone.
Yeah, what do you raw dog?
Yeah.
And straight for?
It then opened up Loggy and I comparing notes about what we'd been up to in one little sitting, and I owned up to the fact that... Back in my playing days, maybe just was burning lots of energy at the time. I need a little sugar hit. I got 3 12-packs of Yogo. Chocolate, strawberry, banana, and nailed them all in one sitting. 36 Yogo.
The classic Yogo Neapolitan 36.
Yeah, the classic. I came home from a big night, 6 toast cheese sandwiches.
That's impressive.
That's 12 slices of bread.
That is, mate.
It's half a loaf.
Yeah, is it only half?
Well, it's probably over a half.
A bit more than half.
Well, I tried to make myself feel better.
No, good on you. Well done. No,
one
I'm impressed.
Sitting, impress.
52232955, one sitting. What did you eat? Impress us. Akrista in Cario, tell us, what did you eat, mate?
I love raw dogging. I
would
eat 6 Yogos in a row, but not 30 something Yogos in a row. But also, I would sit there and smash a whole box of shakes for dinner.
Oh, you are Cameron Ling.
You are essentially Cameron Ling. That's
Krista, you and I are kindred spirits.
Or Milo flakes, big bowl, half a pack of Milo flakes.
Ah, like the box of the cereal? That's the cereal, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I like it.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm.
So good. Natalie from Port Arlington is with us. Natalie, what about you? Is it you or is it someone else who's smashed a fair bit of food in one sitting?
It's my daughter on most occasions when we go out for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we talking?
She orders a adult size surf and turf and eats the whole meal.
Oh. And how old is your daughter there, Nat?
She's 8.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Okay. Do you know, I don't usually finish a surf and turf. Like, I can't even get through a palmy.
You can't get through the turf, let alone the surf.
That's right. Okay, that's very impressive. All right, Azza in Hamlin Heights, you've been holding for a bit of a while now, mate. What did you eat?
So, we, on a Friday or a Sunday night, me and the boys and my partner at the time used to have nachos, and they'd all put sour cream on them. I'd never had sour cream before. So we always used to get, I think it was a 1 or a 2 litre tub. And this first time I tried sour cream, I'm like, oh, that's great. So they're all sitting there eating nachos and I'm sitting there with a bucket of sour cream and a spoon just eating it out of the bucket.
Yeah.
Just eating the whole thing.
I ate the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It's the first time I'd ever tasted sour cream. And I was like, oh, this is all wrong.
Look,
and I was, it was dang.
I've been there, so I'm not judging you. Because, I mean, who hasn't got the spoon into the sour cream on taco night?
I've never done that. It's like your hummus dip yesterday. It's something that needs something. You know, it can't be eaten on its own. That is also raw dog and sour cream, isn't it?
No, it is.
It's impressive raw dog and effort.
All right, let's wrap it up with David from Norlane. David, what have you eaten in one sitting?
Well, me and a mate, we went to a local T20 cricket match and they had a free sausage sizzle. So the challenge had been set and I tapped out after 9 with onion.
9 sausages.
Yeah, with onion. Yeah.
So that would have been touching the bottom of you and the top of you at the same time.
That's amazing.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.